Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Questions continue to swirl around the Framingham Pharmacy, suspected to be the center of the fungal meningitis outbreak across the country. At this point, 205 people have been sickened and 15 people have died. The deaths linked to back pain, steroid injections from the New England Compounding Center in Framingham. The company is one of dozens of compounding pharmacies across Massachusetts and hundreds more around the country, designed to alter medications for specific patients. In the wake of the outbreak, Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal is calling for tighter regulation of the compounding pharmacy business, and as a member of the Senate's Health Care Oversight Committee, is requesting a federal investigation into whether the Framingham Company misled regulators about its operations. Senator Blumenthal, a former state attorney general in Connecticut and a former federal prosecutor, joins us now. Good morning, Senator, and thank you.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much, Bob.
Senator, let me ask you, from your perspective, how did this happen? Was there a problem with state and or federal oversight that allowed this tainted medication to get out into the public in the first place?
Very definitely a problem with the system of oversight, or more correctly, the lack of oversight and scrutiny that's applied to the compounding pharmacies like the New England Compounding Center. And the problem with lack of scrutiny is essentially these compounding pharmacies are manufacturing, not simply preparing a customized individual patient dosage in response to a prescription, but they were not subject to the inspection and reporting, quality control, other kinds of measures that are normally applied to drug manufacturers to assure safety and effectiveness.
So beyond the horrible health problems that have resulted from this, do you see this as an issue of loopholes that need to be closed or new regulations that need to be written from scratch?
In my view, the current statute is inadequate and therefore needs to be rewritten. The reason very simply is that a combination of events, including a Supreme Court decision that cast doubt on parts of the statute, led to the situation that we have now and to a need for stronger statutes that give the FDA unquestionable authority to oversee these compounding pharmacies. But currently, the FDA would probably say that it lacks the resources to adequately oversee these compounding pharmacies across the United States. Remember, they're responsible for about 3% out of a total of $300 billion in drug manufacturing across the country.
You think Congress will have the appetite to, in this anti-regulatory climate, to find a way to regulate these compounding pharmacies, which have been very active up on Capitol Hill lobbying against being regulated?
Regulation is a bugaboo these days for many people, but here's an example of regulation that really works with drug manufacturers in many respects. There are weaknesses in the system, but certainly the goal ought to be safety and effectiveness.
You've asked the U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder to launch a criminal investigation into this, and I'm wondering, from your perspective as a former Attorney General for Connecticut and a former federal prosecutor, do you think criminal charges will be filed in this case? Does it seem to you like they may be warranted?
I can't reach a conclusion. I don't have all the facts, neither do the authorities who would enforce the criminal law. There have been deaths, serious sickness, evidence of violation of state and federal laws that apply here, the failure to register with the FDA, perhaps misstatements. And so I think there's enough credible evidence to warrant at least an investigation. Whether there are ultimately charges filed, I certainly wouldn't prejudge at this point.
Connecticut U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal, thanks very much for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thank you.